Welcome to the Talking It Out podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Cruz. I'm a nutrition and fitness coach, a business owner, a Disney addict, and a world traveler. If you're anything like me, you want answers to the basic everyday questions from budgeting to intimacy issues to how to even start on a health journey, but you don't know exactly where to go. Here is the thing. We all don't have it figured out and need help in different areas, but know this. Wherever you are in your journey, you can create an amazing life. And for me personally, it started with taking control of all things in life, including my health. From there, I had people help me connect the dots, and since then have led not only myself, but my family and friends into living an amazing life. Join me as I sit down with ordinary people who have built extraordinary lives simply by talking it out and connecting the dots.
All right, you guys, this time around, the podcast is going to be a little bit different as I am actually not interviewing for the next couple of podcasts. I'm actually going to be talking a lot about myself, and I've been getting a lot of questions like, what I do to stay on track over the weekend for my health. How did I get started into the healthy mindset? How did I stop binge eating? All the questions, right? And so I really sat down and thought really hard on how I needed to do this. Should I just go live on social media and just like answer everybody's questions? But it came into mind that this was the perfect platform to do it in because I actually encourage my challengers in my health and fitness group to listen to motivational podcasts, to actually do personal developments every morning, to also journal if they can every morning. It's the way I started 4 years ago, and I know that it has done tremendous things for me. And so today's topic is going to really be short and sweet. It's not going to be a long podcast, you guys. This is going to be on staying on track on the weekend. Listen, the weekend is crazy, right? We are used to, you know, getting out of work on Friday. We are all happy and we're ready to rock it out of work and meet with our family and go to restaurants. But let's be real. During this pandemic, we have not been able to do that fully. And we have gained some COVID weight. Let's be real with ourselves. We've done this, okay? We have been buying the stuff in the stores that we've wanted, and it's like, oh, screw it. I really want this, and you just brought it. I get that. But I'm going to tell you that we, in our, especially in our health and fitness group that I'm in, you know, we really look at what we eat during the week. And we work out every single day. And that's exactly what I do. And I know with my recent diagnosis of PCOS, it has been a struggle. It's been a struggle to really find exactly what is triggering what I really can't eat, which I've just found out that it is gluten and dairy for PCOSers. So I've really needed to like break things down. And I'm going to be honest with you, it would not have happened if I wouldn't have started 4 years ago. So going back, we exercise and I exercise every single day. We watch what we eat the 5 days a week. And then Friday night comes and we want to order a pizza or Chinese. And then Saturday and Sunday go to hell. You know, so Sundays, you know, a lot of us don't exercise, including myself. And the reality is it kind of almost needs to be backwards where we are taking Friday, Saturday, and Sunday super serious. And when we do that, Monday's going to come around and be like, that's all right. I'm just going to have the salad. It's okay. It's that mindset of it's the weekend, so I'm just going to let all hang out. And then you want to know why you're kind of battling during the week. And then the weekend comes and you're really sabotaging your whole entire week and you step on the scale Monday morning, you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't lose a pound. Well, we didn't do what we needed to do on the weekend. You know, the lifestyle is 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It is not 5 days a week. It's not. And I'm going to tell you that the last 4 years, I have had to really learn how to travel and maintain the lifestyle for not only myself, but for my daughter, right? She's an athlete. So more importantly, that I keep on track for not only myself, but for her to be that person that she's looking up at, right? So I said to myself, what do I need to do? How do I do this while I travel? I'm a big traveler. And I know right now, during the COVID season, I'm not. And we've been struggling a little bit. I'm not going to lie, we've been struggling. In fact, what we've noticed, we have been going away to softball games an hour and a half away. And we've noticed that we have been super strict with ourselves on the weekend because we're so used to traveling that we're doing better when we travel than when we're home. So Alex started traveling to softball the last 2 weeks and 2 weekends. And what I've done is, what I used to do, and I still do now when we travel, is I literally have a bullet blender that travels with us. And then I actually purchase packets of my Shakeology. Yes, I do Beachbody Shakeology protein shake. It is amazing. If you have not tried it, you're missing out. I'm going to be straight up honest with you. I have been drinking this shake for 4 years. It has changed blood pressure, lowered my cholesterol, the whole nine yards. It's digestively everything. And it has been a win-win for my daughter as well as an athlete. So we are super happy with it. You should try it is what I'm asking you. So what we do is we buy our packets of our shake and we travel with it. The best part about the shake is that I can make it with water if I need to. But I bring my blender, my mini blender, to the hotel rooms. And we actually buy 8 ounces of non-refrigerated almond milk, right? So you've got like, a lot of people know it as Parmalat, but I use the almond milk, the one that you don't have to refrigerate. And I buy the little containers because they're exactly measured to 8 ounces and I could travel with them. I could throw it in my purse, throw it in her softball bag and not worry of having to have any refrigeration or ice. So we also use PB2, which is a peanut butter powder. And we use that again for travel reasons. It's so much easier to travel than with like packets. Sometimes I do get the packets of almond butter in the health section of the grocery store. So sometimes we will purchase that. But if not, we have powder that's measured out with a little spoon. And I put that in my thing. And then wherever we get in the destination that we are, we're usually staying in the hotel, they always have fruit. They have bananas and they have apples and oranges. So I always grab 2 bananas, one for my daughter, one for myself, when we're making the shake. So we always know, even though the hotel has free breakfast, we don't do the breakfast. What we do is we make our shake in our room and we have our shake as we're getting ready in the morning. And as we're leaving to go out to the car, on the way out, I will pick up some boiled eggs that they have in the hotel, along with another fruit and a yogurt. And I always make sure that I travel with a huge, if it's driving distance, with a huge cooler that I put bottles and bottles of water in there, plus anything that I just got from the hotel room. If we're going to stay for an extended amount of time, like I know that we're going to be out in the fields at lunchtime or at dinner time, I always make sure that I actually go to a Target or a Walmart that has cut up fruit and salads. And I actually will make some salads and some sandwiches. Usually I don't make the bread. I just make them in a wrap form. And that's what we have on the field. Now, we've done this not only for us and to stay on track, but as Alex is an athlete, she needs to have the proper nutrition to be on that field to perform in over 100 degree weather. She's a catcher, so she's wearing a lot of equipment, and it's super important to ensure that she's totally hydrated, she's having the food that she needs to have, especially the protein, and that, I'm going to be honest with you, that we're not spending money. You know, when you're eating out 3 days a week, that's a lot of money. If you're eating out for lunch every single day, that's a lot of money. And I'm going to be honest with you, I have a goal, or my husband and I have a goal of retiring early, and we're going to do some major traveling. And we want to live the way we're living right now. And the way to do that is saving the money. And I'm not saying that we're not enjoying our lives right now. FYI, we are really enjoying our lives right now. We are just also being very careful on how much money we're spending. So when we are out and we're traveling, I make sure that I could bring enough stuff that it's already home on these trips. So if I have salad at home, I will pack us some salad containers and put them in the cooler. I will pack us the sandwiches, put them in the cooler. We always have fruit at home and veggies, so I will package them up into snack bags and I will put them in the cooler as well. So even if it's a local game, and I'm leaning local within the hour, we still bring our stuff because we get tempted by the concession stand. And I'm going to be honest with you, with the COVID right now, I just don't want to risk anything. So we stay in our little bubble kind of thing. We have our own cooler and we bring everything that we need. Now, the other thing that we do is Alex gets enough exercise with her games on the weekend and her practices. For Pedro and I, we ensure that we always bring a laptop and we are able to stream our workouts from our computer. Really from anywhere. We could go anywhere. And so we really try to get our workout in. When we travel, we do get our workout in the afternoon versus in the morning. So it's really wherever she is playing, we kind of work around. But what we've noticed that when we've stayed on track on the weekend, it makes the week a breeze. It really, really does. Today is Thursday, tomorrow is Friday. We have a game this weekend. We are actually prepared with food for the entire weekend in our cooler. And what we do is, I know the fridges are small in the hotel. My cooler is very big and I just fill it up with ice. And I leave everything in the cooler in the hotel room. I don't even put it out in the refrigerator. It actually stays much colder in the cooler. So I just encourage you and have you try to stay on track on the weekend. I know being home is super, super hard, but if you're going to be out on a hike and a walk, even going to the stores with your family, I encourage you to, like, especially if you've got the older teen kids, they could carry around a little snack, a little bag behind their backs. I encourage them to put a water and a snack and something in there instead of always buying out. Now, I know we have to enjoy life, and both my son and his boyfriend got a job on the same day, which was exciting. And so we splurged and we got ice cream. And yes, that's normal. That's okay. But when you're doing it every single day, or if you're doing it every single weekend, I'm telling you that you're not going to see the results that you want to see. I want you to enjoy life. But I want you to also know that it's okay to plan ahead, to be strict with yourself on the weekend. Because I promise you, when you wake up on Monday, you're going to be like, I had a really great weekend. I had a really awesome weekend. And today is Monday. It's a new day. And I'm going to stick to my schedule. I'm going to stick to eating right. I'm going to remember that Pizza Hut pizza is really agitating my heartburn and it's not worth it. And that my stomach is really upset on Monday morning because I had crap over the weekend and I don't want to feel like that anymore. So I encourage you guys to plan for the weekend. Know what you're having on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if you really are going to go out and you're going to enjoy a restaurant, if you're going to carry out during these times, I would say look at the menu way ahead of time and know what you're going to eat. I encourage you to do that for at least one weekend. And please, I would love to know what your thoughts were on Monday morning when your body's like feeling great, you have the energy, and you've saved some money. Seriously. All right, you guys, I hope this helped, and I'm going to be talking a little bit more about how I do things in the coming up episodes. So stick around and listen in, and please tag me on Instagram at Samantha_Cruz_fit and let me know what you think about this podcast. All right, guys, have a beautiful day.
Thanks to all our listeners for listening to Let's Talk It Out with me, your host, Samantha Cruz. Before we go, show me some love by leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts and head over to my website, SamanthaCruz.org. I would love for us to stay in touch, so make sure you leave your email and I'll send you some inspirations, recipes, and tips on getting healthy and fit.